When the extremist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group, known as HTS, took over Syria's governance after the fall of Bashar al-Assad, it made promises of inclusivity for minorities and respect for their sacred sites. However, these pledges were quickly betrayed as HTS began targeting minorities, especially Alawites and Christians, through systematic violence, including torture, murder, and looting. Initially, Syrians hoped that HTS governance would ensure security and avoid sectarian and political purges. These hopes faded as the group's actions revealed its true nature. The international community had doubted HTS promises of inclusive governance, and these concerns are now materializing. Despite attempts by Arab and Western media to portray HTS leaders in civilian attire as reformed, ground realities marked by assassinations, humiliations, and property destruction masked their unchanged extremist ideology. Ahmad al-Shar, known as Abu Muhammad al-Jawlani, appears in public claiming to respect democracy, minority rights, and sacred sites. Yet his forces act contrary to these claims. As predicted, Alawites became first victims of HTS violence. Last month, HTS fighters attacked the shrine of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn bin Hamdan al-Khasibi, a revered Alawite religious figure, setting it on fire and killing five attendants. This criminal act sparked protests, including a storming of the Tartus Provincial Council by angry Alawites, with demonstrations spreading to Damascus and Homs. These were the first Alawite protests since Assad's fall. In response, HTS ally media released a video claiming the group was cleansing Latakia and Tartus by arresting 100 individuals alleged to be pro-Assad forces. Reports revealed that HTS forces tortured and degraded Alawites, using slurs and blaming them for unrest. A protestive Alawite representative declared, "We are Syria's second largest religion. We will not allow religious and racial oppression or armed men to assault our women." HTS violence also targeted Christians. Last month, fighters in Hama burned a Christmas tree and shared a video of the act, sparking outrage among the Christian minority. HTS attempted to shift the blame, alleging remnants of the Assad regime were responsible. But local residents confirmed through mobile footage that HTS members, including foreign fighters, committed the act. This was not an isolated incident. HTS has been accused of seizing homes, vehicles, and other private property while also torturing Syrian soldiers. Additionally, reports of harassment of unveiled women and street shootings have increased fear and insecurity. HTS actively working to militarize Syrian society under the guise of targeting remnants of Assad's government. The group established its own security apparatus, conducting large-scale operations in Latakia and Tartus. These actions have included arrests of former military officials and claims of seizing weapons from Assad loyalists. HTS forces also warned former regime supporters to surrender their arms, labeling non-compliance as criminal. Critics argue these militarization is a strategy to consolidate power while suppressing potential dissent under the pretense of ensuring national security. HTS policies not only target Alawites and Christians, but also threaten Syria's socio-political stability. Religious minorities have historically played vital roles in Syria's governance, education, and culture. Marginalizing these communities could disrupt governance and weaken national cohesion. Arab and Western nations, once supporters of rebel factions, have largely ignored the persecution of minorities. However, continued violence risks inciting the widespread anger among minority groups, leading to protests that could destabilize the new regime. Experts warn that HTS actions may deepen divide between Syria's Alawite and neighboring Turkey, increasing costs of both HTS and its foreign allies. The international community has consistently emphasized minority rights as a precondition for recognizing any new Syrian government. Empty rhetoric from HTS leaders will not sway global decision makers. Simultaneously, HTS apparent submission to Israeli and Turkish interests, coupled with domestic repression, is likely to spark resistance movements against the new regime. Protests in regions like Dara and Wanaitara against Israeli aggression demonstrate that the Syrian people are unwilling to remain passive. Analysts predict that Syria's youth, inspired by the resilience of the resistance groups, may unite to challenge HTS rule and reclaim their nation.